Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today, coming to you from Carson City. Mary Lau and Paul Enos for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
It's the Lucky Lexus Cash and Free Play giveaways at Tamarack. Weekly cash and free play winners plus a $20,000 cash winner guarantee. And drive home a brand new Lexus NX30 or walk away with $42,500 in cash. It's a good time to win at Tamarack Casino.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
When in Carson City, Nevada Newsmakers records in the conference room at the Bank Saloon. Coverage of the 2023 legislative session is brought to you by Liberty Dental Plan, making members shine one smile at a time. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. The Regional Transportation Commission of Washoe County, your RTC, our community. NV Energy, proudly serving Nevada, providing electricity to 2.4 million electric customers. And by Nevada Builders Alliance, building a better Nevada.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Carson City. We have a great panel here. Paul Enos is here, the CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association.
Hi, Sammy.
And hi, Paul. And I like the way you set the tone. And Mary Lau, President and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada. So we have declared this Ivan Paul Week on Nevada Newsmakers.
Ivan Paul Week.
Okay. Because this is one of the great stories, I believe, in terms of economic development that we're going to see. I think it's probably comparable to the building of Hoover Dam when you compare it to what it's going to do to affect Southern Nevada. Want to get your thoughts on, you know, it came up in the legislature, your thoughts on what this could do for economic development with a new airport.
Oh, I think it's totally amazing because it was funny listening to the hearing and saw a few people going, well, it's too far out and how are they going to get transportation? It's like, oh, give me a break. Those people will still fly in to read. But the other part of Ivan Paw is the whole building the town, it's building the airport, it's the commercial flights, which we have discussed. It's things that's going to be coming in, and Paul's truckers are going to be picking things up at that airport. And it's unimaginable how awesome it's going to be, because when you look at what's gone on in Denver, Denver's in another state at that airport, but it's built up around it. It has helped the community as a whole, and it's just, it's a great opportunity, and it's a supply chain issue that is going to help getting straightened out, and that's boom.
Right, straight to you, Paul.
Yeah, as you see California screw up in a myriad of ways on public policy that is hampering development, that is causing issues with their supply chain, and it's anything from their energy policy to their lack of investing in infrastructure, the difficulty to build these things, I think it gives Nevada a tremendous opportunity to move forward in a direction and be able to take advantage of the eighth largest economy in the world being right next door to us, and moving some of that activity here. Because in California, to build out some of that infrastructure that is critical for supply chain. Look, we're not going to build a port of LA and Long Beach in Nevada, but we can build freight airports. We can have rail, although rail's a little tough too, just based on the distance. But for air and truck transportation, hey, I think it's phenomenal. You look at where Las Vegas is located with 25 million people within a day's drive. You know, I think it could be a beautiful thing for us.
All right, well, so, and look at, oh, I'm sorry.
No, 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 go ahead.
It's your show.
No, no, I
well,
know, but
and,
I like the conversation.
Is it I-15?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, because you're going to have all the commercial flights into there, and there's nothing in Nevada right now that can accept that much cargo. But then you've got everything coming up I-15. You've got TRI is just almost completely built out, but you've got Fernley, you've got Fallon, you've got stuff in Silver Springs, and it's all coming up that corridor. So that airport is going to grow the entire state.
Yes, to say the least. And it just seems that it's been the world's best kept secret for 20 years now. What is the concern that has not allowed the publicity to say, you know, we have this huge economic development program for Southern Nevada?
I can make a sarcastic comment. There's that big eye of the tower, Lord of the Rings, that's out there. It's killing birds. But it wasn't ready yet. The timing wasn't ready yet. The sort of like, you can't hire somebody until you can't get the job done, and then you're overflowed and you bring people in. Well, Reed Airport now is overflowed. It can't take on anymore. And the timing is right, the infrastructure, the bill that was passed, I think it's Biden's bill or something, for that. Plus, airports are now, airliners are willing to commit. I can't speak for Paul's members, but I'm assuming that FedEx has got a contract in there. Amazon is one of our members. I'm sure they have something in there. And you can bond against that, so the money can come together now, because an airport ain't cheap.
Right.
And hey, I got to give some credit to, you know, people like Marilyn Kirkpatrick and Barbara Buckley, who in the depths of the recession back in 2008, 2009, were looking at ways to grow and diversify Nevada's economy. And this is something they started talking about then. Mm-hmm. You know, these aren't easy things to put together. And hey, government can only go so far. You need private sector investment. You need that nimbleness,
right,
and that innovation to come in and say, hey, we're going to make this work. And so, you know, to get to that place, I think it is a good thing. And sometimes, you know, it just kind of takes looking at the reality that you have to deal with and the issues in terms of congestion, you know, whether it's air, whether it's on the ground.
Yeah.
And you know, how do you mitigate some of those things? And, you know, I know those are things we've been talking about in the legislature, we've been talking about in the private sector for as long as I've been in this gig, which is, I think today might be my, like, 17th anniversary as CEO.
Congratulations.
So,
poor baby.
It's been a long time.
Right. Now, let's talk about freight, for example. So the costs of landing in California, San Francisco, or L.A., the fees are very high. We could mitigate that in Nevada quite easily, so that would be, in terms of public-private partnership, a really excellent opportunity, as Mary was mentioning, for some of your members like FedEx and Amazon.
But then again, I mean, you're going to need to get the freight from the airport to where it's going, and
there's
if it's a
trucks.
California market, it's the trucks. You know, one of the issues, and I don't know, Sam, that would necessarily work as well. You know, what California is doing to the trucking industry right now, and the supply chain is a little nuts, you know, where they're just moving ahead. Hey, we're not going to have any diesel trucks, you know, being sold by this date. We're not going to have any gas-powered cars. And, you know, I can understand that from a point where they say, hey, we have to comply with these EPA rules and regulations for non-attainment. But where we're going, where California is taking themselves and taking the rest of the country, is really unsustainable and ultimately tremendously worse for the environment. And, you know, the environmental impacts from the things they're advocating for in terms of electrification for everything, in terms of solar panels and windmills that use a tremendous amount of land and minerals,
They're
tremendously more difficult to mitigate than carbon output. And that's where California's going. They don't want to have a conversation about zooming out a little bit and seeing what those real world environmental, economic, social impacts are to what they're doing. A lot of it is wish casting, because the reality is, Sam, as much as they try, the laws of man will never trump the laws of physics. And they're putting themselves and our country in a very difficult place. And I do think Nevada can maybe blunt against some of that, you know, by having the right policies that, hey, we want to do things cleaner. We want to do things more efficient. We want to do things in a smarter way where we're not using as much of that resource to move this freight. But to make this wholesale change when you're not ready to, and we're definitely not ready, and you see
they're
that.
Change it.
Yeah. So we'll see how this goes.
All right. Well, obviously, it would be a huge benefit for the trucking industry. I guess what the point I was trying to make was that, when Ivanpah was originally talked about, it was as a freight airport. And the cost is going to have to be mitigated by public-private partnerships to an extent. And if you have lower fees, then it makes Nevada more attractive, which would then benefit your trucking companies,
sure.
Obviously.
Well, here's the reality, Sam. For any economic development project, you know, whether it's the A's Stadium or whether it's Sony Pictures or whether it's a new Walmart being built or a warehouse, hey, trucks are going to be involved
right.
in that, you know, some way or the other. That's just the reality of how things work today.
All right, let's take a break, and we'll come back and we'll talk about some of the other things that have been raised as issues due to this right after this timeout.
Big R and Sparks is located on Bering Boulevard next to Smith's and across from Reed High School. It's a 50,000 square foot hardware store and a whole lot more. It's your spring headquarters with lawn and garden supplies, power equipment, and outdoor living. Big R on Bering Boulevard in Sparks, next to Smith's and across from Reed High School. Big R, hardware and a whole lot more.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
When in Carson City, Nevada Newsmakers records in the conference room at the Bank Saloon. Coverage of the 2023 legislative session is brought to you by Liberty Dental Plan, making members shine one smile at a time. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. The Regional Transportation Commission of Washoe County, your RTC, our community. NV Energy, proudly serving Nevada, providing electricity to 2.4 million electric customers. And by Nevada Builders Alliance, building a better Nevada.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great panel going here with Paul Enos of the Nevada Trucking Association and Mary Lau with the Retail Association of Nevada. We are talking about Ivanpah. Tick Sagerblum was on the program. He now says he is in favor of this, where previously he wasn't sure that Las Vegas needed another airport, despite the fact that they have said they're going to run out of space in 2030 but not have a new airport online until 2037. His concern is water, but my understanding is that the developer has to provide the water for any building project. Is that the way you understand it?
That's the way I understand it, too. And we don't have a water problem in Nevada. No matter how much you want to say we do, we have a water management problem in Nevada and in the United States. So if they start paying attention to the aquifers, paying attention to what really needs to be done, and paying attention to the management of it, you're fine. It was like there is no water in Coyote Springs. How much water is there in Coyote Springs? A ton. I mean, it's the management of water and the politics of water. Whiskey's for drinking.
Right.
Sam, you look at places around the world that sustain populations tremendously bigger than Nevada's.
Israel.
In deserts, Israel, Saudi Arabia. You know, they actually have some pretty amazing human innovation, you know, in terms of irrigation and desalinization. And look, for the West, those are things that we should look at. You know, we should also look at, you know, some of that water that is going out to the ocean, the Columbia River Basin, you know, in the Mississippi, and say, hey, is there a different way to distribute some of that water? I mean, you know, water has always been first and foremost in the mind of the West, you know, and our pioneers from John Wesley Powell to Francis Newland to how do you make that work? And, you know, in this kind of anti-development, oh, we don't want to do anything that's going to have an impact on the earth, whether it's building reservoirs or building canals or trying to figure out water situations. We just have this anti-development, anti-human intervention mindset that I don't think really serves us well. So,
but don't you think the federal government is now intervening in a way with Thacker Pass, for example, and the mining, that project is now pretty much being given the green light to go ahead?
Well, there's some of that on critical minerals.
Right.
And that's one place where I will give the Biden administration some credit because, you know, they actually said, hey, there's some critical pieces in the manufacturing sector from minerals to pharmaceuticals to semiconductors that we need here. And hey, we've seen semiconductors being built in Arizona, but having a national conversation about water in one of the fastest growing places in the country, which is the dry, arid West, no, we really haven't had that conversation. Not since Scoop Jackson said, nobody's taking our water from the Columbia River Basin. So, you know, I think we need to have some of those conversations. And look, it's going to be hard because you're dealing with a lot of environmentalists, you're dealing with NGOs who don't like growth, who don't want to see us change what nature has done.
They're almost anti-man.
Anti-civilization and anti-human. You are 100% right. As we saw with our friend Alex Epstein, who was on this show, who did a phenomenal job talking about fossil future and the case for human flourishing. You know, I do think there is almost this Malthusian sense, you know, in a lot of the environmentalists, the things that they're pushing.
Yeah, he probably shouldn't have narrated his own book, but it's an amazing book.
I thought he was great. I love his voice.
All right, I kept trying to stay awake.
And we'll take a break and we'll be right back. More on Ivanpah Week when we come back.
It's the Lucky Lexus Cash and Free Play giveaways at Tamarack. Weekly cash and free play winners plus a $20,000 cash winner guarantee. And drive home a brand new Lexus NX30 or walk away with $42,500 in cash. It's a good time to win at Tamarack Casino.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
The casino industry drove Nevada's economy for decades. By the 1990s, however, the state's sole industry was in sharp decline. Many were losing their homes, many were leaving the state. Is Reno on track to be the Detroit of the West? Was an October 2010 Reno Gazette Journal headline. Nevada knew it was time for a change and a time to diversify. Story County took that lead, took risks, invested tens of millions transforming its desert into a place of opportunity and a future for Nevada families needing something new. That desert now provides thousands of high-paying tech, advanced manufacturing, and energy careers at companies like Tesla, Panasonic, Google, Switch, and Redwood Materials. Story County transformed Northern Nevada forever, and the tide of opportunity has raised all vessels through construction contracts, high-paying careers, and the power of payroll. Tens of millions have been generated in sales and property tax, permits, and other revenues for Reno, Sparks, Washoe County, and for all of Nevada. Enough, in fact, to generate a surplus after public services are provided. And best of all, a sustainable economic climate has been created, enabling our children to stay in Nevada and live prosperous lives in their home state. Story County, improving Northern Nevada one industry at a time.
Located in the heart of Carson City, the Bank Saloon is a historic watering hole with a modern feel. With a variety of classic cocktails featuring Nevada spirits, space for private events, conferences, and an incredible atmosphere, the Bank Saloon offers a great location to work and play. Come visit us. Located at the corner of 5th and Carson, we'll save you a drink.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation here on Ivan Paul Week on Nevada Newsmakers with Paul Enos and Mary Lau. Is there going to be a giant land grab in Southern Nevada because of this airport? I mean, when you look at the development, for example, around the Denver airport, I mean, it's huge. Hotels, gas stations, you name it, everything that's going to be needed for a community. Plus, prior to the airport even opening, probably hundreds if not thousands of construction workers need a place to live, et cetera.
That's kind of the way it's set up, and they're building the town first. It's a build it and it'll come, because you're not going to be able to have people commuting every single day to come down and pound nails and pour concrete. So you do have to have a place for people to live, eat, work, and retail. You have to have retail. So I'll take it.
100%.
Yeah, I mean, it's chicken and egg stuff, but you cannot fry the egg before you've even got the chicken raised.
Well, and that's what, you know, it's interesting you raise that point, Mary, because, and I'll throw this to Paul, is when people are complaining about roads being crowded and then being expanded and saying, well, why don't we expand the roads first? You can't do that. The public would never stand for that.
Well, look, you have finite resources, you have finite space, and trying to find where that balance is the challenge. You know, I think we should always be planning for the future, planning for what things look like. I mean, hey, I love Veterans Parkway in Reno that connects Reno to Sparks. I think that's a great road. It's a fast road. It's an open road. And, you know, you could see that road, you know, being good for the next 5 to 10 years. Who knows what's going to happen after that? But, you know, that's where, hey, you need some planning, you need some input, you need to bring in, you know, all of the actors to say, okay, if we're gonna build this here, how do we mitigate the impact on the current roads and the current infrastructure?
So what do you do? Okay, so what do you do for Ivanpah? Because at this point, you don't have the road infrastructure.
Well, I think you build it first.
It's part of
you build the road infrastructure first. I mean, you know, for everybody who lives in Northern Nevada and has dealt with Pyramid Highway, you know, when you put 40,000 people on a two-lane road that was great for 30 years, and then all of a sudden it's an absolute nightmare, and you're now spending hundreds of millions of dollars to mitigate it, that can be an issue. So you're much better off trying to get some of that stuff beforehand and, you know, looking, I hate this, down the road a little bit to see where you're going to end up.
Well, absolutely, because the important part is, if we look at what happened here, Northern Nevada did not get prepared for TRI and what it could potentially be. And Pyramid Highway and building this, you look at the preparations for Ivanpah, you look at the town being built and even temporarily moving over to Sony, you've got Howard Hughes in there saying this is the housing, this is the schools, this is the debt. So they learned not to do it the way we did it up north, and they're doing it down south better. I have every faith that they're going to do Ivanpah correctly and start with the infrastructure, and the last thing that'll be built is the buildings around for where the planes are going to fly.
And to make a point to everybody, because I've been talking about this the last couple of weeks, you know, I'm a big fan of this airport. I think that we've needed it. I've been following this story for 20 plus years. And, you know, I think it's just going to be fabulous. It's what Southern Nevada has dreamed about in terms of diversification and the potential for the university to be involved with what's going on down there in the early stages is just fabulous. But it's going to be interesting to see the voices of opposition rising, because there's a lot of people that don't want to see the growth in Southern Nevada. And, you know, you go back to Dina Titus and the ring around the valley. Tick Segerbloom, you know, is the same way. Let's go vertical instead of horizontal.
Look, I've sat through
you can't
so many.
Do that. Yeah.
I've sat through so many things where you have
hearings.
These engineers who, you know, will talk about how you know, awful it is, that our cities aren't walkable, that, you know, people want to have, you know, they want to live in gated communities, they want to live in places with yards, they want to live in places with lawns, you know, and it's so much better off if we just put everybody in a dense urban environment to walk. You know what? For some people, they may want to live like that. I don't. I want to have some property. I want to have a lawn. I want to have trees. You know, if I want goats or chickens, hey, I can build a, you know, build a house on a bigger plot of land, you know, a little farther from people, have a longer commute. Yeah, I think we should have those kind of choices as human beings to live as we want. And I really hate this social engineering concept that is, you know, anti-suburbia, you know, anti-lawn, anti-trees.
They're ruining the environment with the anti-trees.
100%.
Yeah. Okay, so we've got less than a minute left here. So my last question on this is, will gaming allow there to be a 7-year gap between Harry Reid being at full capacity and Ivanpah opening?
Well, I don't know that they have a choice. They might prefer that it got done quicker, but unless they're willing to, you know, bankroll some of it, and I don't believe that they will. So I don't know how they can move up the timeline, possibly, but by investment and stuff like this. But there's so much stuff going on now, where are they going to put the shekels? You know, I mean, you have got all of this stuff going on, which is only going to enhance gaming even more, you know.
Well, Paul, that's your answer, because we're out of time.
Perfect.
I thank you both.
Sorry, Paul.
No, it's good.
I thank you both so much for being here, because I know you got to run over to the building here, so thank you, and we really appreciate it.
Thanks, Sam.
Great discussion.
Yeah, we'll you had a hearing.
For 50 years, Nevada Heating has been keeping people comfortable in their homes. At Nevada Heating, call the Do It Right guys and get the air conditioning back on today. That's the Nevada Heating way. Why sweat for days on end when Nevada Heating can get your air conditioning fixed today? Call us today and we'll fix it today at 323-5585 or schedule us on our website at nevadaheating.com.
When in Carson City, Nevada Newsmakers records in the conference room at the Bank Saloon. Coverage of the 2023 legislative session is brought to you by Liberty Dental Plan, making members shine one smile at a time. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. The Regional Transportation Commission of Washoe County, your RTC, our community. NV Energy, proudly serving Nevada, providing electricity to 2.4 million electric customers. And by Nevada Builders Alliance, building a better Nevada.
Thanks to the Bank Saloon in Carson City and the Builders Alliance for their help with our coverage of the 2023 legislative session. We'll see you on the next podcast.